Well, thought the young man, it is no hard matter to keep that advice. He rode on with the princess, till at last he came to the village where he had left his two brothers. And there he heard a great noise and uproar, and when he asked what was the matter, the people said, "Two men are going to be hanged." As he came nearer, he saw that the two men were his brothers, who had turned robbers. So he said, "Cannot they in any way be saved?" But the people said, "No, unless he would bestow all his money upon the rascals and buy their liberty." Then he did not stay to think about the matter, but paid what was asked, and his brothers were given up, and went on with him towards their home. And as they came to the wood where the fox first met them, it was so cool and pleasant that the two brothers said, "Let us sit down by the side of the river and rest a while to eat and drink." So he said, "Yes," and forgot the fox's counsel and sat down on the side of the river, and while he suspected nothing, they came behind and threw him down the bank and took the princess, the horse, and the bird, and went home to the king, their master, and said, "All this we have won by our labor." Then there was great rejoicing made, but the horse would not eat, the bird would not sing, and the princess wept. The youngest son fell to the bottom of the river's bed. Luckily, it was nearly dry, but his bones were almost broken, and the bank was so steep that he could find no way to get out. Then the old fox came once more and scolded him for not following his advice. Otherwise, no evil would have befallen him. "Yet," said he, "I cannot leave you here, so lay hold of my tail and hold fast." Then he pulled him out of the river and said to him, as he got upon the bank, "Your brothers have set watch to kill you if they find you in the kingdom." So he dressed himself as a poor man and came secretly to the king's court, and was scarcely within the doors when the horse began to eat and the bird to sing, and the princess left off weeping. Then he went to the king and told him all his brothers' roguery, and they were seized and punished, and he had the princess given to him again, and after the king's death, he was heir to his kingdom. A long while after, he went to walk one day in the wood, and the old fox met him, and besought him with tears in his eyes to kill him and cut off his head and feet. And at last he did so, and in a moment the fox was changed into a man and turned out to be the brother of the princess, who had been lost a great many, many years. This recording of The Golden Bird by the Brothers Grimm was presented by Dreamscape Media, LLC. Sound recording copyright 2018, Dreamscape Media, LLC.